Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yoshua, and it's time for Take 10 for Torah, Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim edition. I would like to spend a couple of moments speaking about a documentary that I saw a couple of years ago on 60 Minutes about a place called Mount Athos. Now, for those of you who don't know what Mount Athos is, you're not alone. I didn't know what it was either, but it's a peninsula in northern Greece comprised of around 20 monasteries of the Eastern Orthodox Church. It's been a religious center for well over 1,000 years. Some people say even up to 1,800 years. It's one of their oldest centers of religion in their own faith. And it's a place where ascetic monks go and they remove themselves from society and they spend the bulk of their days in silence and in prayer. There is one part of the episode that really stuck out to me. It's about a person named Father Yakovos. Father Yakovos was an American immigrant. He moved from America to Mount Athos when he was young, and he spent the majority of his life there. He rarely communicated with his parents, with any of his family, and he really laid there and he remained sequestered there for the majority of his life. So Father Yakovos was speaking to the reporter about his time at Mount Athos and about how much he enjoyed it and his experiences there. And one story that the monk mentioned to the journalist was that a couple of years prior, the monk's father asked him to return to America to visit him because he was dying. And the monk talked about his deliberation. Should I leave? Should I not leave? Should I stay? Should I go? And the journalist said, I mean, so how was it to leave? I mean, how did it feel to finally leave to see how the rest of the world was after all of these years? And the monk chuckled. Father Yakovos chuckled, saying, what do you mean I didn't leave? The journalist was shocked. How could you not leave? You have to honor thy father and mother. How could you not visit your father? He was about to die. And he looked at him. Father Yakovos looked at the journalist and he said, don't worry, I'm sure that I will see my father one day in paradise. Is this a Jewish idea? Is this what Kedusha is all about? Separating ourselves from the world staying in meditation and forgetting about the world and forgetting about caring about others? Like, what is this really what God wants? So this week, when we speak about the Inyan, the concept of Kedusha, of holiness, it's important that we clarify what the Jewish idea of Kedusha really is. So I'd like to speak about a couple of different ideas within the world of Hasidus, Kabbalah, and see what the Torah really has to say about what holiness is all about. So it's true. Rashi does say in the beginning of the Parsha, Hevu Prushim in Harayosim in Avera, that he defines Kedusha in some capacity as separating ourselves from inappropriate relationships and from sin. We're supposed to separate ourselves, and that's where Kedusha is found. That's where holiness is found. But that is not the only part of Kedusha. If we think that Kedusha is only about separation, we are missing a fundamental component, a fundamental part of what Kedusha is all about. I'd like to read to you part of the Ksav Sofer on Kedoshim. If you look, it's in page 177 in the standard Ksav Sofer edition. And he says that oftentimes people think that Kedusha is about being a hermit. It's about separating ourselves. It's about living under a rock and spending our days speaking to God and forgetting about the world. But he says that that's literally the opposite of God's intention. The opposite of God's intention. That's not what God wanted. I'm going to read for you a couple of lines. V'hainu kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, umikol makom, moloch la'aretz kvodo. He says that Hashem is incredibly removed from this world. He's kadosh, he's holy, he's supernal, he's beyond. But nevertheless, he fills the world with his honor. Keni demeh yitzir liyotzro. So too, we should relate. So too, we should emulate God. We should be holy in the same way. It says we should be murav bein abrios. We should be involved with creations. Kedei lezakos harabim. We're supposed to try to confirm error. We're supposed to try to improve the world. God is completely separated from the world. At the same time, he's also totally involved And that is what we are supposed to emulate. And he honestly gets this a lot from the Sfarno. The Sfarno says that a big element of Kedoshim Tiyu, the mitzvah of being holy, Ki Kedosh Ani Hashem, since for I am holy, because I, God, am holy, is to emulate God, is to be like God, which is what all these mitzvahs are all about. The Sfarno says that all of the prohibitions that we're supposed to prevent ourselves from doing, it's true. That's part of Kedusha. That's the first half of Kedusha. We should make ourselves holy. We should try to prevent ourselves from being tainted. But that's the first half of Kedusha. The second half of Kedusha is to be involved in the world, is to try to improve the world. And the Yismach Moshe, or Moshe Teitelbaum, who's a Talmud of the Chos of Lublin in Parshas Kedoshim, phrases this also very aptly. He says, Ki hinei das kama anashim ki belimon ha-Torah levad yavo ha-adam l'shlei muso. He says that some people think that and are mistaken in their belief system that it's only through learning Torah, through sitting down, through delving into the depths of Torah, that we will achieve perfection, that we will achieve holiness. Aval ha'emes lokin, but that's not the truth. Ki be'iyun levad mikudash rak nefesh ha'lokis. V'kidusha ba'atzmusa kodem bo'a le'olam hazeh. When we learn Torah, and when we only learn Torah, all that we're doing is we are purifying and we are sanctifying our nefesh ha'alokis, our spiritual soul, our godly soul, our godly essence. But that comes down to this world already holy. That's unchanging. No matter what we do, says the Nefesh HaChaim, says other people, no matter what we do, we cannot tarnish our essence. And that's what Torah is doing. V'ikar bi'asa le'olam la'chinis b'kedusha ha'nefesh ha'tiv'is v'achiyunus v'abahamis v'chol chalkei aguf. Rather, we come down to this world not just to sanctify our spiritual selves, which is incredibly important. We're supposed to do that. But it's to infuse holiness. It's to infuse meaning. It's to refine the physical. And we can only do that when we are involved in the physical world, when we try to improve society, when we try to care about our friends, when we try to bring the world up. The Me'ash Shiluach, the Ishbitzer, says something also very similar when he says, Kedusha hu lashon hevdel v'loshon shaychos v'zimun. You're right. Kedusha is indeed, has a connotation of separation. But Kedusha also means to be connected to. It means to designate. It means to dedicate. Hainu ki Hashem Yisbarach yazhir liYisrael shiyu muvdalim mikol divrei olam hazeh v'yu mizumanim v'shayichim labodoso Yisbarach. We're supposed to be separated, in a sense, from this world, from the physical world, in order to make sure that we are focused on godly pursuits. We are supposed to separate ourselves in order to focus on doing Torah and mitzvos, which, by the way, are all focused, and the majority of them are focused on improving the physical world, on improving our actions between man and between us and God. That's why we are here. So in other words, in summation, Kedusha is not only to be separate. That is only the first half of the equation. Kedusha also has a lashon of shaychos v'zimun, of dedication, of designation, of reservation, of focus. We're supposed to be focused on our purpose here. That is what we are trying to accomplish.